Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We are continuing today in our part three of our open-hearted discussion. We will begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you for what you are doing. I pray that you just bless these segments, Lord, and that it gets into the hearts and the minds so you can be a healer to the people that are listening. And Lord, we most of all just want people to know you and know what you can do, Lord Jesus, to help us through all of these situations as you are our loving Father. You are not only a Savior, but you are a Father, and we love you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we left off the segment the last time with, would it have been a good opportunity for Ben, Kathy's husband, to show her love if she would have asked for what she wanted? And what do you think about that, Kathy? If you would have said, and while you were crying and you were upset, we were thinking about your parents, if you would have said, Ben, can you hold me?
I think had I asked him that, it would have made a difference. However, in the state I was in, it was the furthest thing from my mind.
Right.
And so I felt so disconnected, and I didn't know where it came from. It just kind of came out of nowhere, maybe mm-hmm. something that was in my thought I was thinking about for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in moving forward, I can be mindful, because my husband is the melancholy type mm-hmm. of person. He is kind of subdued. Mm-hmm. We don't talk as much as I do. So in moving forward, if I have a moment like that, I'm fully aware that I could do something to help him, to help mm-hmm. me.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah, that was a good question.
You know, what's interesting about rejection, and I just thought of it right now, is that immediately when you feel rejected, you feel like you need to, like, go backwards.
Exactly.
You close in. You shut down.
Exactly.
Because you're like, I'm already rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. put the wall up to protect.
You put the wall up to protect. But to do the opposite is probably what would really bring us out. And so if we're feeling rejected, because even Jesus has said in Isaiah that he was rejected, that mm-hmm. he would be a man exactly. acquainted with grief, and that we esteemed him not.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus was rejected. But what he did is that he didn't go and retreat. He reached out.
Right.
And so that sounds like to me, from the life of Christ, that's the antidote to rejection.
Yes, yes.
It's not to pull out.
Right.
It's to reach out.
Oh, that's
exactly.
good. That's good.
That's
it's
beautiful.
And so you don't go and retreat and go backwards. You actually start to verbalize and you actually start to reach out, which is hard. But you actually, I believe, create an environment of healing, and that you don't give yourself an opportunity nor the enemy
absolutely
mm-hmm.
to put you in an isolated situation,
yeah.
which kind of gives us a good segue into abandonment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Vanessa, ending on that note, I think, you know, here it is. We just need to keep it real.
Yes.
And we need to be true to ourselves.
Yeah.
We, you know, this is the time where we have to, do more.
Yeah.
You know, we want more, but in order to get more, you have to do more. You have to
yes.
be more. We need
yes.
to become
yes.
accountable
yes.
and responsible.
Yes.
Responsible for our actions.
Right.
We do want, it's called reciprocity.
Yes.
Reciprocity.
Right.
That's in any relationship, not
right.
just husband, wife.
Right.
Reciprocity is give and take.
Right.
Give and take.
Right.
We have to help the other person
yes.
to help us.
Yes.
Sometimes. And
yes.
that may mean being the mature one.
Absolutely.
And reaching out saying, listen.
Yes.
Here it is. Here's the real deal.
Right.
I'm hurting.
Yes.
I'm irritated.
Right.
I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
Expressing how you feel.
Right.
The other person don't have to play mind games and think, okay, they feel
yes.
like this. They think like this. They
so
think
this
like
is what I need to do.
And there's that
right.
battle.
Right.
Well, I'm not thinking that. Well,
right.
yes, you are. Well, your actions show, listen.
Right.
We're living in a time. These are the last days. We're
yes.
in perilous times.
Absolutely.
The Lord is coming.
Yes.
And we really need to get it together
right.
as a people of
right.
God. and be just true to ourselves first before we become true to anyone else.
Right.
Listen, communicate.
Right.
And this is what it's about, just being so genuine
right.
and so real. Isn't it better to go ahead and communicate and express how you really feel
yes.
than to hold that in and yes. create more issues than necessary?
Absolutely.
Now listen, if you've been together or you know the person for a length of time,
mm-hmm.
you know how the person is. You begin to learn them, and that's what communication is all about.
Right.
The more you communicate,
right.
the more you learn the person. It's
Absolutely.
Just like the Word of God. The more we get into God's Word and search and seek
mm-hmm.
to define who God is for us, it's no different than what He expects for us to do with one another.
Right.
And so we just need to communicate. And what is communication? Expressing what's really going on the inside, because
mm-hmm.
we do play these mind games as if the person, the individual, needs to know
yeah.
what we're thinking,
right.
Mind right. reading.
Which can, and even before we get to abandonment, maybe we'll get to that on the next segment, because rejection is a strong one. It's a strong one. And what we can do to people after we feel rejected, that we can set the person up to fail,
Absolutely.
Which they cannot even give to us.
Absolutely.
That is so
because
true
we,
and
we,
so common.
We set them up to fail. So
Absolutely.
We're already upset or hurting, and you're almost looking for another thing that they'll do to keep you
yeah.
back in that
Absolutely.
Corner.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So as soon as they come into the door or whatever, or they call on the phone or they miss a call, or you see me crying in the kitchen and you walk by and don't say anything, you're like, oh, see, that's what I mean right
exactly.
there. He's continuing to reject me
exactly.
or she's continuing
so
to reject me.
You're pre-planning your defense.
The next rejection.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it keeps you in the mindset, and is what the enemy does to keep
mm-hmm.
you isolated.
Absolutely.
It keeps you
that
isolated,
so
you won't communicate with the next person. And so, man, I am learning in my about to be 47 years that there's a lot of things that they just do very different than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to communicate with them, and it needs to be a few words,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it needs to be precise in what we want,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay to tell them what it is that you want, but it needs to be something that they can achieve.
Exactly. For example,
yeah.
here's a good one, Vanessa and Catherine. Honey, I know this is how you think, and
yeah.
this is how you feel,
mm-hmm.
and this is how you like to do it, or because
mm-hmm.
you this is your honey.
Yes.
This is your
you
sweetie.
Know.
This is your babe.
Yes.
This is your boo.
Yeah.
So you know.
Right.
So you're honoring that. You're respecting that. You're putting that out there. I
yes.
understand that. I too...
Mm-hmm.
feel like this.
Yes.
Feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would like this. Let's work on that.
Right.
Can we work on that?
Yes.
And come together.
Right.
So we can better communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, there's so many ways to go
with that. Let me give you a
scripture.
And it
yes.
says in 1 Peter the 3rd chapter, it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands,
mm-hmm.
that if any obey not the word of God, they may, without the word, be won by the conversation of their wives, while they behold chaste conversation coupled with fear.
Yes.
And I said that because we were saying someone has to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we're the talkative one, we can do that. We can make the change by setting the atmosphere
yes.
in a positive one, because they're
Absolutely.
Not, there's certain things men are not going to do. They're not going to understand that process or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But we are women. God said we can win with our chaste conversation.
Yes.
If they obey not
That's
the word,
yes.
we can make that change. But it has to be coupled with fear. We have to be humble.
Yes.
And even with feeling rejected.
Right.
We have to be the ones
That's
that
beautiful.
Make the change.
Yes.
Just like the Word of God says,
yes.
with love and kindness
have
I drawn
yes. yes.
And you already know. We
yes.
know this one thing. The one thing you cannot reject
mm.
is love and kindness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah, yeah. Impossible.
Yes.
To reject. Now you can act like, you know, doesn't mean anything, but
right.
you cannot reject love and kindness. And that's what God has come to do for us, to love us with love and kindness. And we too have to do the same thing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there. This is awesome. Continue with us on Open Hearted Discussion on The Word and Me on tomorrow. God bless.